Hi, folks. Welcome to Smart Living Episode 3. I'm Daphne Monroe, your smart shopper. And this is Eric Rozelle, who's the guy that doesn't leave money on the table. And today's episode is all about credit card travels, when's a good time to buy tickets, and also, who's this guy sitting next to me? That's today's Smart Living Show. Let's get it started. Okay, Eric, so a lot of people who may not know who you are my partner in life, and you are also the guy that doesn't leave money on the table, and you also fly big airplanes. But if you saw him on social media yesterday, we were talking about this Chase Lounge that we were in some of our travels in LaGuardia, and we got in that lounge for free, well, kind of for free, but it's with a credit card, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about today, especially the American Express Platinum card and getting into airport lounges. So, Eric, tell me about this card, and also explain to people how we got into that Chase Lounge, too.
Okay, yeah, LaGuardia, beautiful lounge, I'm telling you. Yeah, we use the American Express, the Platinum card, and it's a popular card now.
Mm-hmm.
It has a $695 annual fee.
Yeah.
It can be worth it, okay? So, let's talk about that card a little bit. If you're going to consider a card like this, it's got a lot of benefits we're going to talk about in a few minutes here. Number one, you have to ask yourself, are you going to pay the card off every month? Because that's important. You don't want to carry a balance. You know, it just negates everything you're working toward, saving money. Number two, are you going to use all the perks? Because again, you're going to leave money on the table if you don't take advantage of the perks.
Right, and you're paying a $700 annual fee. But Eric, you're going to break it down for us. You pay $700. That seems quite extraordinary, but you definitely get your money out of that from the benefits that they have. But let's talk about, break it down. But let's first start out with the lounges at the airport. What is that?
Okay, there are lounges that you can get into. Number one, Priority Pass lounges. You'll get a Priority Pass membership.
Just by getting the credit card. Okay.
That's correct. Gets you into hundreds of lounges throughout the world.
Okay, but there is a restriction. Besides having access to the Priority Pass, you also have to have a paid ticket that usually is outbound. So you're going to the airport to leave on a flight. That's usually one of the requirements in order to get into these Priority Pass lounges, plus the membership.
That is correct. Yeah, there's some that will take you if you're coming inbound, but not all of them. So we have Priority Pass lounges, hundreds throughout the country, and like I said, worldwide. You also can get into Amex, American Express, Centurion lounges. Those are a little more exclusive, fewer of them around. There's a beautiful one in Denver, a brand new one in Salt Lake City. It's huge. There's even one in Los Angeles.
It's oh, wow.
As well. You can get into Delta lounges.
With the American Express Platinum card.
If you have a ticket. And you're flying
right.
From Delta.
If you're flying from Delta, you can't. So the Priority Pass, you can fly on many different airlines, but the Delta is specific to Delta Airlines. But the credit card allows you access if you have a ticket on Delta.
That's correct.
Okay.
So if you have time to kill in airports, you know, it's really maximizing your value if you use these. You can get good food and drink, sometimes a massage, sometimes a day room if you need a rest, sometimes a shower even.
Oh, yeah, the Chase Lounge, which I'll have video on. I know those of you that listen can't see, but those of you that are watching, I'm going to put some video, and you can see this Chase Lounge in LaGuardia is quite extraordinary, and everything was included. Everything.
That's right. It's really good.
We got to eat and feast and drink for free.
That's right. Okay, so in addition to all these lounges, instantly you're going to get status with Hilton and Marriott. You're going to get gold status. So that's going to give you a lot of benefits, like upgraded rooms. It'll give you a free breakfast at some properties. It depends on the property. And it will multiply your points that you get if you're a Hilton or a Marriott member.
Right. Wow, that's really good. So automatically, just by having the credit card, now granted, you pay $700, you automatically have the status. Where usually to get the status, gold status or Marriott status, you have to stay several nights, like usually 50 nights overnights in order to earn that. But you automatically get it just by getting the credit card.
That's right. Okay, still, travel benefits, they abound. If you're going through security, that can take forever sometimes.
Oh, annoying.
There's a product called Clear, where you get verified, and it's a $189 annual fee that's covered if you have the Platinum card. It takes you right to the front of the line, even faster than pre-check. If you're coming in from overseas, there's a product called Global Entry, And again, you're going to skip the line through customs. There'll be a few people in line, you know, because, you know, they're savvy. But it's a lot quicker than standing in a regular line in customs.
Like hours. Like, sometimes. We have flown many times internationally, and oh my gosh, we're so glad we can bypass that huge line that just sneaks through. So you just boop, and you're done.
Right. Another important fee, sort of travel related, are the Uber credits. $15 a month, Uber credits. And that's, it adds up. You can get Uber Eats or just take a ride.
And so, like, we often get, like, once a month, we usually get, like, Rubio's, and we'll get it, you know, it's almost like a BOGO. So we'll end up paying, like, you know, $20. We get $15 credit, and we get buy meal for $5. So there you go. That's some great deals there, too. Lots of deals with this credit card.
Right. What else? So moving on to shopping.
It's my favorite one.
A lot of benefits there.
Favorite one.
Saks Fifth Avenue. $100 a year. Doesn't seem like a lot, especially at Saks.
Right. A pair of socks will cost you $100.
That's right. In the first 6 months, you get to use $50. You know, it's a credit. It'll get you something, a couple bars of soap, whatever. And then in the second half of the year, another $50. So $100 total credit at Saks. You also have benefits. You can get Walmart Plus membership. You can get Disney. So we're kind of morphing into entertainment credits now. Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Paramount Plus, Peacock, a membership to Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, all those total $240 a year. So you kind of have to pick and choose, but you can maximize that up to $240 a year.
Which is great because, like, Walmart Plus is what, $35 a month?
Not quite that much, but it's a good membership.
It is. It allows you free delivery of things.
Yeah. Straight to your home, and it's often the same day deliveries.
Yeah.
We use that quite a bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, all those things that you tallied up, all the benefits and perks that you get, in addition to that museum one,
right.
Too.
Yes, that's the Cultivus Pass. Again, you have to sign up for it, and you get a free 6-month membership, but that's worth several $100 right there. We were just in New York City.
Yeah, we went to the Met Museum absolutely for free.
That's right.
Just because he has this credit card.
Met, MoMA, both of them free.
Yeah, so some huge benefits. So we're specifically talking about the American Express Platinum, which has a $700 annual fee. Sign-up bonus right now is 100,000 points.
That's right, but you have to spend $8,000 in the first 6 months.
So okay, in order to get that.
In order to get that, but, you know, if you spend a lot or maybe you have a big project coming up, replacing a few windows or doing some good home improvement.
Or buying blinds, roller shades, which cost a lot of money nowadays, I discovered.
That's right.
Yes. So some great benefits there. And this isn't the only credit card. We're just specifically talking about this one because this is one that Eric uses a lot. And I will say it absolutely, if you have the money and you're going to use all the things that we mentioned, it pays for itself over and over and over again.
It does. And you forgot about, what about the MacBook?
Oh, yeah. This is huge, too. So a lot of credit cards, but American Express is definitely known for this. I know. I think Capital One and, you know, a lot of the, I think most credit cards offer some sort of protection. So when you purchase a product and it breaks or it's defective and you can't get your money back from the retailer, they will usually step in. So here's an example. We purchased the MacBook Pro. It cost us about $1,200, maybe like 2 or 3 months later, there was just a little tiny chip at the screen, like something chipped it, but I was worried that it was going to continue to crack. So Eric took it into Apple, got an estimate. It was going to cost about $800 to replace the screen, but he purchased it with his Amex Platinum, filed a claim, and they sent him a check for?
It was around $800.
Yeah, that's it. So basically, we got the MacBook Pro that was $1,200 for $400 with just a tiny insignificant chip because we purchased it on a credit card that gave us that protection.
Exactly. And this particular credit card has something that very few credit cards have, and that is loss protection. So if you buy something and you lose it, they'll give you credit.
Right. Plus, they have travel insurance also on top of that.
Right. Travel insurance as well as insurance if you rent a car.
Right. You can see he reads all the fine print. I'm so grateful for him. He totally reads all of it. So that is a great thing that people can get all these things from the credit card. Eric, that is very, very good information. I appreciate you sharing all that. I will also have an article with all the things that he said followed up on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com, where you can also get all the content that we post every day, or just check me out on social media platforms at smartshopperdaphne, where you can also catch him too. So anything else you want to mention about that before I wrap it up?
Well, there are just too many benefits to mention here.
Okay.
So just, you know, research it, look it up, and you'll find many more.
And as Eric mentioned, in order to benefit these deals, you have to pay off these credit cards every month. If you do not, it will backfire. The interest rate is out of control on these credit cards. In addition to that, a lot of these credit cards, you have to have good credit. You get rewarded for being responsible with your money. So if you have good credit, usually about 700 credit score or higher is usually what you need in order to get these credit cards. And if you don't have it, don't worry about it. It'll give you something to work towards. Okay. So there we go. So we're going to switch gears now. So thanks for wrapping that up. And like I said, you can get all that on my blog at Smart Shopper Daphne, but let's talk about, while we're on the topic of travel deals, let's talk about a good time to buy airline travel.
Okay.
Okay. And I will talk a little bit about more Eric and who he is and why he's sitting here, because trust me, he's valid to talk about these airline deals. So when it comes to people always ask me, Daphne, what's the best day to buy an airline ticket? And I say the days that people aren't traveling the most. It comes down to supply and demand. It's that simple with airlines, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Right. Yes, hotel rooms as well.
Yeah, hotel rooms as well. So with those days, I mean, usually Sundays are not the best days because everybody wants to go home. Thursday, Fridays are not the best days because usually people want to get out. But in between those, like usually Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
That's right. And off season as well. You know, in the wintertime, people obviously aren't traveling as much as summer vacation days. So January through maybe the first week of March. And then if you go into the winter season, the fall to the winter, when everyone's back in school, when the kids are back in school, fewer people travel. So probably September through November.
Yes, September through November, great time to travel. And that's when we travel. We usually travel off season because we save a ton of money. You save an extraordinary amount of money. And it's less crowded.
That's right.
So again, I will have that a nice little article written up about all that information on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com.
Okay.
Anything else you want to mention about that? Because you usually have some, you know, you've worked in the industry for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it a long time and traveling a lot. And, you know, just if you're going when it's less desirable, you know, going to Rome in the middle of the summer would be nice. But if you go in the fall to the winter, yeah, it can be a lot better, especially if it's a crowded place like Venice.
Yeah.
Rome. I've been on the Great Wall of China in October, and there are 4 or 5 people there.
Yeah.
In the middle of the summer,
forget it.
400 or 500 people.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and sometimes crowds cannot be fun. Yeah. So there we go. So that's the wrap up for that one. Okay, so let's talk about who Eric Rozelle is, this handsome guy, I think, sitting next to me. He's my partner, and Eric is actually a pilot. You know those big 737 airplanes? He's the one flying them. He's been a captain for over 30 years. I won't mention what airline he works for just for the sake of that, but you might see him flying a plane. And one other thing that some of you may not know about is I'm actually also a flight attendant on occasion. And I say on occasion because I'm usually busy doing smart shopping stuff. But that is not how I met Eric. I know people always wish that that was the way we met, that I was a flight attendant, he was a pilot, but that's not how we met. We met online. And I was already interested after I had left my high-profile career at ABC 15 in wanting to pursue becoming a flight attendant because I wanted to travel for free. And I figured, okay, well, I'll just be a flight attendant to travel for free. We met online. It worked out perfect because he introduced me into what it was like to kind of be a pilot. And, you know, and then I understood flight attendant. So I really understood what I was getting into. And then it just happened to be that Eric is a really money-saving guy, a great money-saving guy. And so that's one of the reasons why I actually really think you're an amazing human being, because you really respect how you spend your money. You're very frugal. You're very thoughtful with every dollar that you spend. That is something that I value and respect in a person.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So with that being said, that's why he's sitting next to me, because he has that similar way of thinking. He's got a lot to offer my listeners. So you will see him on my platform a lot. And yes, he's a good looking guy, ladies. So we want something nice to look at too, but he's also giving some great advice. So, but that's how we met. So we met online. We've been together for 7 years. And he's definitely my partner for life, and I'm going to embarrass him a little bit, but ladies, one of the things I always say when choosing a life partner, you want to be with somebody that is going to make you feel safe and secure. And Eric makes Daphne feel very safe and secure.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you, Daphne.
Yes. So enough of that mushy, mushy stuff, okay? Eric, thank you for taking a little bit of time to introduce yourself and let us talk a little bit about who we are and who you are.
Glad to do it.
Yes. So you can see this guy has been a captain for over 30 years, and he has spent his career traveling. He knows deals. So if you see him, bug him. He's the guy that doesn't leave money on the table.
Never.
And don't forget, I'm going to wrap this up. I'll have all the information posted on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com, where you can get all the information for today's shows and all the content that we're putting out there. It's more than just this show. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on social media, also Smart Shopper Daphne. And don't forget the blog. And if you want to listen to the podcast while you're driving, just pull up your Apple app or Spotify. It's all there. Just do a search on Smart Living. And don't forget, I'm Daphne Monroe, your smart shopper. Have a great week.